A march of victory for Justin Jones. Hundreds rallied in support of the Democratic representative as he made his way to the Tennessee State House after being appointed back to the seat from which he was expelled only a few days earlier.
You know, we stand together and we will fight together.
Tennessee law gives law officials the power to fill vacancies in the state legislature. The Nashville City Council voted unanimously to restore Jones to office, 4 days after Republicans stripped him of his seat. The rare vote to expel a member came days after three adults and 3 9-year-old children were killed in a school shooting only a few kilometers from the Capitol building. That led to protesters entering the state house, calling for stricter gun laws. Jones, along with fellow Democrats Justin Pearson and Gloria Johnson, led chants on the House floor during the demonstration. The so-called Tennessee Three all face expulsion votes, but only two men who are black were barred and not their white colleague, in a move that was widely criticized as racist.
I think expulsion is one of the most drastic and extreme actions that can be taken against a lawmaker, and it should only be used for the most severe actions and behaviors. But these two young men were expelled, and it completely negated the wishes of their voters.
Moments after being reappointed, Justin Jones was sworn in on the steps of the state capitol.
I'm Justin Jones.
A similar vote on Pearson could be held in his home city of Memphis on Wednesday.
And so what we are challenging today is not simply about a position, but it's about a system based off of plantation politics, a system based off of white supremacy.
Jones's appointment is only temporary. Special elections will be held in the near future to fill both seats for the remainder of the legislature's term. Both say they will run. But for now, the expulsions have become a rallying cry for Democrats campaigning against gun violence and racial inequality. Umkulsum Sharif, Al Jazeera.